This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to top people and ideas, presented by U Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Joyce Goh and you're listening to Breakfast Grill. Today on the show, we have Dr. Elizabeth Lee, Senior Executive Director of Sunway Education Group. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Joyce. It is a pleasure to be here and to be grilled by you.
Well, Elizabeth, you've been in the education division of the Sunway Group since 1992, and that's some over two decades long.
Yep.
Give us a summary on the Sunway education journey.
Oh, my goodness. How long do you have? You know, because
all the time
from 92 to now, it's been many, many years, and it's a little bit difficult to summarize everything, but I shall try.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an incredible journey, if I can say so. Been very exciting. It has seen us growing from the one institute in PJ State in those days to where we are today, an institution, a huge Sunway Education Group with 17 different institutions, including, of course, Sunway University, Sunway College, as we know it, a joint venture with Monash University to set up Monash University Malaysia, the Jeffrey Chia School of Medicine and Health Sciences. And of course, we have also reached out to the younger set. And so now we have Sunway International Schools, both in Sunway City, where we have a secondary school, and also in Sunway Iskandar, where we have our international school spanning all the way from early years to IB.
Mm.
So it's quite a big development since 1992.
Yeah, well, looking at the current education landscape, we have upwards of 150 international schools here in Malaysia. It is a competitive market, you know, the education sector. What strategies are you employing in the midst of a rising competition?
For the international schools, particularly, we do what is known as the Canadian education, which has been actually highlighted as being quite superior right now in this day and age. But having said that, your question was quite specific. I mean, we actually concentrate on the student, you know, how to enhance learning for the young people and how to bring value to their whole education experience. And that is how we hope very much to distinguish ourselves from the rest of the schools out there.
Mm. Last year, you saw the opening of Sunway Iskandar, and Sunway Education Group's most recent international school venture. Are you looking at any further expansion plans?
Oh, yes, yes. We actually expanded all the way down to the early years in Sunway Iskandar purely because we had the opportunity to do so. You know, Tan Sri Jeffrey Chia had a wonderful piece of land there which allowed us to grow. So likewise, we have been looking for that opportunity in Sunway City itself.
Mm-hmm.
And Tan Sri has, in fact, identified a piece of land for us now so that in Sunway City, we may be able to expand our Sunway International School to include primary years.
Oh, okay.
Because right now, it's only grade 7 up to grade 12.
12, like from 1 onwards.
That's right. Mm. So that's what we hope very much to do in the coming years.
Okay, so this is new. So you're looking at, in the midst of building a primary school.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we will build a primary school soon, and it will be just across the Kasas Highway from where we are right now.
When do you think that will come on stream?
That's quite a good question. I think the target is to have it up by, now it's 2018, maybe by
2020.
Yeah,
and
let's hope so.
And
fingers crossed.
How much investments would you guys be pumping into that?
Investments, well, it's going to be quite an extensive school.
Mm-hmm.
In the absolute dollar sense, I must confess, I'm not able to tell you right now. But knowing Tan Sri Jeffrey Chia, no expense will be spared as usual.
Sunway Education Group, it is actually, it's not a business, it's a foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're looking at building the primary school, that will come from Sunway Education Group or Sunway Group, the listed company?
No, Sunway Education
Group. Sunway Education Group.
Definitely.
Okay. Coming back to this foundation model, just how much of that actually goes back to the students in terms of percentage?
Okay. So basically, everything goes back.
Okay. It's,
you see, the education institutions, except for the joint ventures, are totally owned and governed by the Jeffrey Chia Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So all surpluses, all, are channeled back into the foundation. And in fact, for that very reason, we have been speaking with the government to ask for, you know, tax exemption for that portion, so that more can be given back to these, to education, well, to the Jeffrey Chia Foundation, which obviously will benefit back to the students.
Mm. Could you share with us a range of how much a year do you guys make when it comes to surpluses?
Right now, the turnover is about 800 million
per year.
Yeah. Last year is about 710, so this year we're looking
at 800
at
million.
800, yeah.
Turnover, and it's profitable?
Yes. Yes, I would say so. It is sustainable. The margins are good enough for us to make investments and to fund our scholarships. For example, this year alone, we gave out 72 million back in the form of scholarships.
Speaking about scholarships, last year, the Jeffrey Chia Foundation awarded 60 million ringgit in scholarships, but scholarships to Sunway International School only gives like a 25% waiver on tuition fees. Why is there a discrepancy between scholarship scope for, you know, scholarships to colleges compared to high school?
I think it's because right at this point in time, we feel that there is a greater need to fund higher education, to try to cast the net wider, to allow more deserving students to have access to higher education. When you talk about the international schools, we also have the national schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there isn't really that strong a need because the national schools are doing that. Students are still getting, secondary school students are still getting a very good education. So international schools could be seen as the icing on the cake in case families might feel that they would like and can afford an alternative education for their children. So in support of the Malaysian education system, which I sincerely believe, you know, is doing an adequate job.
You think so?
Yes, I think so. So as such, I feel that, or we feel that, you know, the need is more to help students at the higher level.
You think if the local education system is doing a good job, you wouldn't see a beeline going into the international school stream, the demand for private schooling in Malaysia, that has picked up. Or could you share with us whether or not you see demand escalating at even a faster rate in recent years when it comes to private schooling? Do you see that trend?
I do believe that there is, and I can see that there has been a rising demand for international school education, but that could be for a number of reasons, one of which would be the fact that international schools will primarily teach in the English language. And so families feel that they would like their children to learn more English and to be immersed in an English medium of instruction could be one of the reasons why families could be, you know, opting for for international schools.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the other hand, there's also, international schools and private education, they do cost more.
Yes.
It is good to know that the economy is improving, at least in this, the way I see it, through this area, well enough for people to actually afford it.
Mm. Because when it comes to local schools, as you mentioned, you said it's good. But then again, you do see demand rising when it comes to private schooling. Yes. Yeah, yes. You're nodding. Yes.
Yes.
So, you do. So, coming from someone on the ground, could you share with us what are you hearing when it comes to the main reasons parents are turning to private schools? You're saying language is one. Do you also think it's because they have no confidence when it comes to the local syllabus or local schools? What is the reason they are turning to private schooling?
I think families who can afford are looking for alternatives. They're looking at choices. Some families may be hoping to eventually send their children overseas to study and feel that perhaps if they were to put a kid through through the international system, it would prepare them so-called better. Definitely from the language point of view, they will be better equipped because of, you know, they would be speaking in English.
So that's one of the main reasons you feel that's why?
Yeah.
So on Wednesday, October 10th, thousands gathered at Sunway University to pledge their support for UN's Sustainable Goal 2030. One of the 17 goals include ensuring inclusive and equitable quality education and to promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. With your tuition fees that range between 18,000 ringgit to nearly 50,000 ringgit for private schools, how inclusive is that?
Right. The fact that we have a range from 18 to 50, which allows students to choose, you know, whether they can afford at a higher range or a lower range. For example, in the pre-university studies, we have the foundation in arts and the foundation in science, which is a lot more affordable in comparison to perhaps the Monash University foundation year. So there is a choice in that matter. Aside from that, as I've mentioned earlier, because we are a foundation, we also give out a number of scholarships mm-hmm. and bursaries. Mm-hmm. So for the students who are from the hardcore poor, for example, our community scholars, they will not be paying any of the fees. In fact, they will get a complete scholarship, including, in fact, living allowances as well.
Would you consider doing that for private schooling for the younger ones? Because right now it's only 25% for scholarship.
We could. But they have to be very deserving. For example, even in Sunway University, it would be for the community scholars, you know, the people whom we work with in the homes, for example.
I'm speaking to Dr. Elizabeth Lee, Senior Executive Director of Sunway Education Group. After this, we'll take a closer look at Sunway Education's growth plans moving forward. Stay tuned to The Breakfast Grill on The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
Good morning. You're listening to the Breakfast Grill, and my guest today is Dr. Elizabeth Lee, Senior Executive Director of Sunway Education Group. Elizabeth, earlier we spoke about Sunway Education's strategies in the midst of rising competition in the education sector. Now let's shift the conversation to Sunway Education Group's growth strategies. Well, looking at what the partnerships that you have, Monash University in Sunway is the first foreign university in Malaysia. Are you guys looking at any other new initiatives such as this or perhaps collaborations?
When it comes to branch campuses, Monash is our only partner. And we're very pleased to be partnered with them to set up Monash University Malaysia. And this has been we set this up in
1998.
So you can imagine it's been a good 20 years, and I'm very pleased that it's flourishing and doing so well. We don't have any plans whatsoever to start up another branch campus with any other university. But having said that, it doesn't stop us from continuing to collaborate with other universities around the world. And recently, we have been establishing links with Harvard, Cambridge, Oxford. And the collaboration with Cambridge is getting more and more exciting by the day because it has enabled the setting up of the Cambridge University Clinical Trial Research Centre in Sunway. So okay. That's being set up.
That's
right
being
now.
Set up. When will that go live?
Well, the committee are working on it. And it was launched actually earlier on in the year. Mm-hmm. And so all systems go right now. It's just a matter of time, probably next year when they will start their first trials, etc.
Could you share with us your thoughts on the non-education people like private equities trying to get into education? You have like parties like Equinas, Credor. You know, so far there's been mixed results. How do you view the idea of working with partners that mainly have a financial objective?
I actually do not agree with education being publicly listed to be bought and sold for just to make a lot of money. It is just not right because education is about people. You have at any one time classes of students with you who are going to be with you for a few years. And they need to be assured that the people who are there for them over the long term. Can you imagine your school today is here and then tomorrow it's gone? You know, it's just not on. Mm. And the fact that the Sunway Education Group has been placed in a foundation, and it was placed in a foundation, put in a trust at the time when the founder himself was at his most vulnerable. This was in 1997. I remember it very well. His businesses were not doing well at all, and he was on the brink of even bankruptcy. And it was then that he called me and he says, put the education institution, the college then, into a trust now.
What was the reason for that?
He did not want education to be sold. Mm. He meant it for the nation. He truly means it. Mm. And that if that was the one thing that could have saved him, I mean, it's a cash cow.
Yeah,
let's face it, you know. Mm-hmm. But he did not want that to happen. And so he says, put that into a trust now. And I remember that mandate so well because he asked, are you able to stand on your own two feet? Because I may not be able to help you anymore. So it was a very poignant time for us. And immediately, very immediately, the whole thing was put in place. And Sunway College was the first institution to be put into that trust, which then eventually became a foundation a few years later, together with all the rest of the institutions that were being developed.
Yeah, so Sunway Education Group, owned and governed by the Jeffrey Chia Foundation, is not for profit, but today is valued over 1 billion ringgit as it stands today. Mm. So I guess, my next question is, would you guys ever consider carving that out to list?
No, never.
So
never.
Continue.
He's very, very clear about that. I still remember when I was working with his daughter, Serena, on the trust deed. Mm. And I did see that when it came to the family, there was only one member who will be a trustee of the foundation. And I said, why don't you go back and persuade your dad to actually put in two members? Because, you know, he's putting a lot into the foundation. Just one member from the family, surely two. And she did check and she came back and she said, he's very sure that it shall be just one member. And when I checked with him later on, he very specifically told me, while he's very confident that his children would never list it, but he can't foresee that far future into, you know, his descendants in years to come, whether they would ever sell it. So he does not ever want that to happen.
Okay.
So he's very sure.
Okay. What is your vision for the Sunway Education Group? Could you share your short and medium-term outlook for it?
My personal vision has always been for Sunway Education Group to be as international as it can be. International as in being internationally reckoned, that my students have a more global outlook, that they be accepted wherever they go internationally. So in that respect, we try our very best to collaborate, as I mentioned earlier on, the partners, with many international partners. Right now, we're looking at the opportunities for our students to do more study abroad. And I'm pleased that starting next year, we should be able to see some of our students going to Berkeley University as well to do a semester abroad. Right now, they're able to go to Lancaster to do their study abroad. And that is with our partner, Lancaster University, which actually validates our Sunway University degrees so that when our students graduate from us, from Sunway, they are able to also graduate with an additional scroll from Lancaster University.
You've been in the education industry for over two decades now, Elizabeth. Tell us, how has the industry evolved in the last 5 to 10 years? And what is the state of play for the education landscape today? What can we do to improve?
Wow, there's been rapid change, I must say. So much change from the time I started to what it is now. And I'm not just talking about the students, the teaching methods, the universities. While universities have always been resistant to change and very often remain the last to be changed, I think it is inevitable that, you know, the times are just pushing them to change. We talk about technological advances. We talk about the robotic world. You know, it is on us. There is no doubt about it. And how we prepare our students for that future is very important, because at the end of the day, when undergraduates come to us, when students come to us, they also want to be assured that when they leave us, they can be of value to wherever else they go to. For example, they go and serve in a certain company that what they have learned is relevant and they're able to do what they are asked to do. So we have to keep a very keen eye as to what's going on out there and whether we're preparing our students appropriately for this so-called digital age. Jobs that may not have been created yet, that we can't even imagine right now, and that's what we have to supposedly prepare our students for. Not the easiest of tasks, but we have to keep looking at what are some of these fresh ideas out there, and how do we keep abreast of things. So change is, as they say, the only constant, and we have no choice but to adopt that in.
I've been speaking to Dr. Elizabeth Lee, Senior Executive Director of Sunway Education Group. Elizabeth, thank you for being on The Breakfast Grill today. It was a pleasure having you on the show. I'm Joyce Goh for The Breakfast Grill on The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, Frost & Sullivan Malaysia's Mobile Data Service Provider of the Year.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.